So, I want to talk about davening. Now, you'll tell me, Rebbe, we heard about davening. Rabbi Luban touched on it a little bit last week in his Vod. You know, I think last night we heard some beautiful words from Rav Gamliel about davening. We need another Vod about davening? So, I want to paint a picture, which I think is a real realistic picture of what goes on. And I think probably guys in yeshiva fall into one of the two categories, both or somewhere in between. If one guy, Baruch Hashem, hasn't missed a week yet of going to the Kosel. Every week the yeshiva is here, he goes to the Kosel. And when he goes to the Kosel, he davens. And he davens and he davens. And really, same guy who in America loved Davka, every tefillah that he had was worthwhile, was something that he really put effort into, they really felt connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he comes here, he goes to the Kosel, he has a spot, he goes inside, and he davens with focus, with kavana, and he's crying, and he's getting into it, and he feels like really touched. Davening here in Eretz Yisrael is really meaningful for him. And every time he davens, he says, I want to come back to the Kosel and do this again, because I really feel like I connected. That's one guy in yeshiva. You have another guy in yeshiva who goes to the Kosel with his friend who's davening up a storm, tears flowing from his cheek. He goes, he davens, doesn't really feel much. Guys are davening longer Shemona Esrays. The moments waiting for the Chazaris Hashatz are killing him. He goes, he davens, but doesn't feel much. I'm here to address both guys, but perhaps in some ways more the second guy. And in fact, I'm here to address the second guy because the first guy at some times could be the second guy. Sometimes, and if anything, once you get into davening and you really feel connected, when you have a feel which you don't feel connected, you sort of like kick yourself, like what happened? Yesterday I was davening, it was like amazing. And today I'm davening, and I was like, not so geschmack. And it bothers you more. So how do we deal with situations where sometimes a person feels like he's super connecting and davening, and sometimes he's not? Or even worse, a person never felt really that connection. I never felt yet, you know, count it. I don't know how we've been here for like 11 days since this month started. About 14. 14 tomorrow, right? Wednesday, sorry, 14 days. So 14 days is how many Shema Esrays? Counting Shabbos. So that's 54 threes, two, yeah. So probably about 56, something like that. No.
44.
Huh? 44 mess of the cheshbon. Okay. What about that? But how many of those Shemona Esrays were good Shemona Esrays? How many of them were not so good? So I'm here to address that. The first step, I would say, is I don't think it happens overnight. Don't expect, look, if you're used to davening a 3-4 minute Shemona Esrei, don't think your Shemona Esrei is going to be 10 minutes. You shouldn't think that. But at the same time, these things are emotional. And really part of the reason why some people connect better and some people lag, it's an emotional thing. Some people are able to tap into their emotions and bring out feelings and connect with Hashem and Daven more easier than others. And the fact that someone doesn't necessarily tap in every time like that, you know, different personalities, different things. And you shouldn't let it bother you so much. But at the same time, you know, we're here to try to work on our tefillah. And working on your tefillah, it could just hit you. You could daven and daven these, I call, regular, blasé, boring Shemona Esrays. And all of a sudden, you're in some scenario, in some place, doesn't even have to be a Shemona Esrei. It could be a 5-minute tefillah by a kever. And that's part of the reason I'm giving this vad, because Be'ezer Hashem will be spending a lot of time over the next few days, Be'ezer Hashem, in an amazing situation. So now's a good time to work on it. We heard last night an absolutely amazing story. It ended being a series of stories. Rav Gamliel said over that vort that he heard straight from Shmuel Vosner, the big posuk from Bnei Brak, who heard it straight from the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish said that he worked more on davening than he worked in learning. And then we were fighting with all the crazy stories of how crazy the Chazon Ish worked in learning. Under the pillow, under the blanket, it looked like he's dead, called the Chavar Kedisha. Can't pull the pillow from his feet to his head. There's another famous story like that, that the Chazon Ish was on, Talmud found the Chazon Ish on the floor in his room. You're like, what happened? I didn't have enough strength to get to the bed. I misjudged how much strength to save from learning to get to the bed. Maisa shahoye kachoye. The Chazon Ish was somebody that used every ounce of his strength for learning. But yet he said he used more strength when it came to davening. Now that means davening needs chizuk. It needs effort. It needs strength. And if a person finds himself his davening is blah blah, you have an achrayas to make it better. There's a mentality sometimes people have. If it hits me, it hits me. You know, if I get inspired, I'll be inspired. But that's not the right attitude. The correct attitude should be, look, I'm going to do whatever I can to work on davening, to make my davening better. It's not like, Hashem, if you inspire me, if it hits me, I'll daven to you well. It's not the right attitude. I believe the correct attitude is a person should invest effort, should try to think of ideas, etzes and tachpulos, to try to improve his davening. So I'm here today, tonight, to spend just a few short minutes on talking about tefillah. And again, I think improving davening doesn't take for you to daven a 10-minute Shemoneh Esrei. If you're able to do that, matov manoim. But sometimes the longer Shemoneh Esrei, the harder it is to focus. What I think the goal should just be a little bit extra kavana, a little bit extra focus. I found an amazing Gemara. Let's begin with this. There's a Gemara in Erechin Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. The Gemara there was talking about there was a Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and the Gemara is hawking how come the earlier generations weren't mispalel to mevatel that Yetzer Hara. Eventually, the Anshei Knesset of the Gedolah did it, but how come the earlier generations didn't do it? So the Gemara hawks, why didn't Yeshua do it? Hey, Yeshua, and it seems from the Gemara there's even a tain on Yeshua, that how come Yeshua didn't do it? Frak the Gemara, why are we only going as back as far as Yeshua? Want to hawk Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu's days, there were elements of Avodah Zarah, and perhaps Moshe could be a spot for the future. So the Gemara says, no, we have no taina on Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu never got him to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he didn't have the schus of Eretz Yisrael in his tefillos. But Yeshua, who had the schus of Eretz Yisrael in his tefillos, he should have davened. What do you see from that Gemara? The Gemara is saying, there's a big problem with Klal Yisrael. There's a Avodah Zarah. And we need our leaders to be mispalel for the schus of Klal Yisrael, to be mevatel that Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara brings a pasuk that there is a tain on Yeshua, he should have davened. I fret the Gemara, what about Moshe? The Gemara says, Bishlom Moshe, he wasn't even going to Eretz Yisrael. So he had the mile of Eretz Yisrael. Aye, but he's Moshe Rabbeinu. Aye, he has the schus of being the Ro Neman, of being the person who went up to Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights, didn't eat or sleep. We think we have a tough in yeshiva sometimes, right? 40 days, 40 nights, didn't eat, didn't sleep. Mom is sitting and learning Torah. Isn't that a big schus to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven, to mevatel Avodah Zarah? Isn't Moshe Rabbeinu with his tefillah, who stopped part of the punishment from the Egel, from the Meraglim, from the Erev Rav, all these things. Moshe Rabbeinu always davened. What's the Gemara in Erechin saying? Shtel Zachor, you have to say, even Moshe Rabbeinu, with all his powers of tefillas, all his chosim, Lamaisa, this power he didn't have. He didn't have the maila of davening in Eretz Yisrael. And since he didn't have the maila of davening in Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua is greater than him in that sense. And we understand Moshe Rabbeinu didn't daven. Look, he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. There's a certain power that Eretz Yisrael has with tefillas. And if we're here, if we have the chance to be here, it's such a big deal. I both like to hear this. How many people spend thousands of dollars to come to Eretz Yisrael? I'm not talking to people who are going to go and you know, face us and sit by the beach and there. Mom is from a Yidden that come to Eretz Yisrael on vacation, quote unquote, so they could come to Chashav Tzadikim, Rosh Yeshivas, Rebbes, Bimispala, Makomos Kedoshim. They take off Mamish. They spend thousands of dollars, come on vacation to Eretz Yisrael. How many days do they get to come? 5 days? 7 days? 10 days? Do you know how much it means to come to Eretz Yisrael? How much people spend money to plan for a trip to come to Eretz Yisrael? We're here for 5 weeks. Okay, it's not a whole year. But 5 weeks. We should chap. You know, Baruch Hashem, we had 44 tefillos already. But we're not even at the halfway point. There are, but Ezra Hashem, many more tefillos to come. How can we squander a tefillah rolling out of bed straight into shtibs? How can we squander a tefillah where I come late till I get out of the lounge downstairs, come up and this, halfway through davening. Did they hear the story they said yesterday? I still don't can't wrap my mind around it. I thought about it 10 times today. How this Reb Zundel Kreuzer didn't miss Nates from the time he was bar mitzvah, straight through his quote-unquote parsha time, engagement, wedding, Sheva Brachos, straight, birth of his kids, never missed davening with Nates. One time when he was older, he fell sick, they had to clean him up. They could have run and gotten him to Nates, but he would have to skip part of Pesukah de Zimra. So he just, the herd, Zundel was mamash holding in Kol Torah Kula, the herd that davening straight is more important, that gets Kedima over Nates, and would not allow, even though he has this 50, 60 year streak, right? He thought Joe DiMaggio was 56 was a big number. For years, he never missed davening with Nates. But he gave it up because I have to daven straight. I have to daven Pesukah de Zimra, like a mensch, Berachos Kriyas Shema, Shmona Esrei. There's a way to daven. If a person dahered, I'm an Eretz Yisrael, I have an ability to daven here. If you focus on that, that would help a person's tefillos. And then I got to tell you a mabit, which is the even bigger chiddush. Mabit has a sefer based tefillah, based alokim. Yo, it's the same base too. And you look over there, Shar Tefillah Perek Hay, where he writes an amazing thing. I'll read you verbatim. He's talking about the milos of davening in Eretz Yisrael. L'chein, ha-mispal bo afil yachid va'afil b'li kavan shlema hu karav lios tefilos o nishmas. Normally we say tefillah has a special schos with a minyan. Obviously we know tefillah has a special schos with kavana. Just to hear this step, this is a whopping chiddush. I take my same basic tefillah I have in Miami, or my same basic tefillah I have in here in Eretz Yisrael. My tefillah in Eretz Yisrael is going to be mekabel more. Even if it's not with big time kavana, even without the schus of a minyan. Right? Let me say this straight. The guy who wakes up late, and because Chas Shalom doesn't want to be late to Seder, davens in his dorm room. But he davens. It's not even the greatest kavana. It's better to daven in your dira here in Eretz Yisrael than back in Miami. I don't want to use the words, even with a minyan, even in today's matter. No, that guy's way too happy. But the special schus of davening Eretz Yisrael is so powerful, it even works without big-time kavana and without the schus of a minyan. Now, don't think I'm shooting yourself backwards, that you should daven in a dira. You should daven, don't hear that downstairs, right? You should daven, chas v'shalom, that's not obviously the point. But it shows how powerful tefillah is here in Eretz Yisrael. Tefillah in Eretz Yisrael has so much power, has so much connection, that the Maisa, it could really do a lot. I got to tell you a story. And I think this fits very well with the Mabit. This story, I give credit to my newfound Sefer. I started reading a little bit. This I found today. In Teva Bachros from Rav Gamliel. So he tells the following Maisa, an amazing story. There was this old lady in the state of Israel. This lady, I don't know where she came from, but did not go to Beis Yaakov. Had very, 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 very little Torah background. Maybe she grew up in Russia, came to Israel. Maybe she came. She was born in a kibbutz. Who knows? She knew kimat nothing. All that she didn't know was her grandmother would daven when she lit Shabbos candles. So this lady, traditional lady, I don't even know who she was from. Sounds like the story she wasn't. This very traditional lady, light Shabbos candles, and she did like her grandmother did. She would daven by the Shabbos candles. But what does she daven for? Right, we know when you daven by the Shabbos candles, you're supposed to daven for your kids. So she davened for her kids. But she didn't know much. So she davened, I want my kid to be like the best. What's the best? So in her mind, was the best of Israeli society, this is going back 60, 70 years ago, was the prime minister. She davened every Shabbos by the Shabbos candles, she should have a son who's a prime minister. Mom is a son who's a prime minister. That's what she davened. Now, if you remember Rabbi Luban Shmuz, those guys from a couple of years ago, right? You have to be very specific when you daven. Daven for the wrong thing. So Gamaliel writes that for years, the hashpah of her tefillah did not really help her kid go through cheder. He didn't go through cheder, wherever he went. Some school didn't really help him much because she was davening for him to be prime minister. Until by Hi Ayom, a very interesting story happened. There was a big hawk. We both say this has been going on for 60, 70 years. Big hawk about the draft for Chas V'Shalom for girls into the army. And there was a famous meeting with Ben-Gurion and the Chazon Ish. And Ben-Gurion came to the Chazon Ish's house in Bnei Brak. That's a famous Maisa, and Ben-Gurion was blown away that here the leader of the firm world, the Torah world, lives in such poor housing. He couldn't believe it. He was shocked. And even Ben-Gurion, I'm sure, had some background, knew things. But he was just so shocked how simple the Chazon Ish lived. And he hacked the Chazon Ish that everyone has to do their share. And the Chazon Ish gave a famous mashal. And remember this mashal? Beautiful mashal. You have two donkeys carrying a load. One of them doesn't have much of a load. Another one has a big load. And it comes to a place in the road where only one could go. Who goes first? So it's common decency. The one carrying the load goes first. Let him go. He's struggling with it. Please let him go. So the Chazon Ish said, hey, buddy, we're the ones carrying the load. You guys chucked the load years ago. We have the Masorah dating back for generations. Cut us some slack. It's a question which way to go. We go first. The Chazon Ish, Ben-Gurion, to his credit, admired Chazon Ish's purity, brilliance, idea. And that's when the famous status quo was made. Girls don't have to go into the army, la la la. This famous meeting was reported upon in all the newspapers. Ben-Gurion commented a lot about how impressed he was about the Chazon Ish, his chokhmah, but also how he lived. Fine. This simple Israeli lady was reading the newspaper. And maybe she wasn't so simple because she had a good diuk. Rabosa, you see from here, you're so, you know, reading a newspaper with a diuk could change your life. Sometimes, you know. Anyway, this lady went and said, why is Ben-Gurion coming to the Chazon Ish? Why isn't the Chazon Ish gone to Ben-Gurion. Must be, because the Chazon Ish is more chashuv than Ben-Gurion. From that point on, Rav Gamliel says over the story in the book, I'll show you where it is. From that point on, she started davening that a kid should be like the Chazon Ish. And today, her son is a big posek in Eretz Yisrael. Doesn't say. Whatever, that was the 60. The story happened 60 years ago. But crazy story. A simple lady with the most simple of kavana. Yesterday she was davening her kid should be Ben-Gurion. Today she knows of... Does she really know who the Chazon Ish is? Does she know if it's a smada to sit under the blanket or fall by the bed? She knew nothing. But a simple tefillah said in Eretz Yisrael. It's one little part of the story. Simple tefillah said by a simple person in Eretz Yisrael goes very far. Now, so once basic Eitzah is just focused on the fact of where we are. You're in Eretz Yisrael. You have the chance to daven in Eretz Yisrael. Pinch yourself every time before you say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach. We should have a new minog in yeshiva. You take 3 steps forward or back, whatever you do. But pinch yourself. I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Hello. And then do that. Daven. Don't pinch your friend. Just pinch yourself. Right? Don't tickle him under. Right? Whatever. But if a person just focuses on that, even a half-baked tefillah, you haven't made. But there's another step. So the pshat is like this. I think what we hope, this is a very good question that Mordechai asked, is, look, we can't put this in a bottle, even though they try to sell this in some places. We can't take the air of Eretz Yisrael and just put it in a bottle and take it back and we'll daven and we'll get that schos. It doesn't work that way. But you know what might work? And this is along the lines of
the air.
Okay. That if along the lines of Rav Gamliel, we have to take something with us, and it's not just the pounds of svarim we're going to take back, hopefully. But what we should take with us, if we get into davening here, Be'ezus Hashem, that should stay with us when we go back to Florida, go back to New York, go to Ben Azmanim, and boy, do we need Chizik Ben Azmanim. And we take whatever Chizik we have in davening, hopefully it'll last with us. You know, a lot of times you see these kids that come back from Eretz Yisrael, they're on high, you know, how long does it last? But the difference is how much in Musar you're able to concretize that and connect yourself with that and understand how you work, Bez Hashem, it could last. And something Bez Hashem, you know, you take for a lifetime. I'm not sure, I was debating if I should say my own personal story, but I'll say my story. I'll answer Mordechai's question. I'm not telling you what my personal Kabbalah was yesterday with Gamliel, but it happened to be something with tefillah. I'll tell you personally what I did. Now look, I'm older already. I've made Kabbalahs before. Baruch Hashem, I think many of them I've done pretty well, but sometimes you do them and they fall by the wayside eventually. But I was inspired. Maybe I want to be a Chozer B'Tshuva because from those Kabbalah sheets from last year. I want to do it stark. So I'm going to cobble something in tefillah. But then I said to myself, okay, but what's going to, you know, machriach me, I'm going to have to do this every day. So one of the things that Rav Gamliel himself gave as an Eitzah was he said, buy yourself a new, get a new sitter to daven from. He says he likes a different Pirushim. So this is only in Yerushalayim. I decided last night I'm buying myself a new sitter. 11 o'clock at night, there's no problem here in Yerushalayim. Feldheim was open 11 o'clock. It's bustling. Actually, I saw a couple guys, right? It's bustling. I bought myself a new sitter. That's Hashem. I put it in my talis bag. I helped it take it with me. Like, I don't say that's the only aid to buy a new sitter. But it was an idea. I'm acting upon it. Now, hopefully, this is something I could take with me. I have this focus. I'm going to take this sitter. I'm going to try daven with my kabbal the way to do it. It's pretty cool. But one last simple Eitzah I'd like to give, and this especially for this week. You know, Be'ez Hashem, we have a big schos. I'll tell you this. You know, I feel very lucky Ashreinu Matov Chalkenu. That I was Talmud Rabbi Luban 20 years ago. Long time ago. And there are certain memories I have that are mamash seared in my heart, I'll never forget. Some of those memories are going around from Rabbi Luban to Makomos HaKadoshim with the yeshiva in general, or sometimes I have the schos of tagging along by myself with him. And I'll never forget. I'll never forget the first time the Holy Yeshiva, back in the day, we went to Amuka. I'll never forget it. But Luban got up there on the bus and said a shmooze while the bus is going right before Amuka, like, pumped us all up to daven by Amuka. I'll never forget it. I'm not going to tell you a shmooze because I was with him last year and he said it. I think I remember it better from 20 years ago. But I'll let him say it again. I remember one time we went to some random caver, which only Rabbi Luban knew of, Rabbi Luban and Rabbi Chait, but back in those days, Mamash, those two were such a tandem. They're both into these things, like, not shy. The famous Rabbi Chait stories. Guys randomly went to Tveria one day, and they ran into Rabbi Chait by the Rambam's cover. Like, huh? It wasn't like Rabbi Chait was, like, following them to see where they were. He got there first. Like, there were two some, just anytime they had a chance to get at one of these things, they ran to these things. And I remember one time where Luban gave a shmooze. Rabosai, we're going to this kever. You don't know if you'll ever get the chance and for the rest of your life to ever be here again. This wasn't one of those major kfarim that if you're the ball bus from the five towns and you fly in and you buy the best tour guide, he ain't going to take you there. Lav Dafka. Luban was like sitting with me this week planning out and saw, so we're going to go to this cave and that cave. Like, people don't usually go here, we're going to go there. We may not ever get that chance again. This is one and done. Okay, maybe come back somewhere tomorrow next year, maybe, Lav Dafka. And then it's good to go to other kvarim than this. There's so many kvarim here in Eretz Yisrael. It could be this. Every kever has a different schluss, different connection. To Ramchal's kever, we could Rabbi Kiva's kever, Meir Baron Nes, Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Rambam. There's so many different connections. Each kever has a different schluss. The city of Tzfas itself is off the charts. There are some chazals that say Tzfas is equal, maybe some even dare say the word even greater than Yerushalayim. Like, and to spend Shabbos in Tzfas? For both sides, the last time I spent Shabbos in Tzfas was 20 years ago. I'm not sure if I ever thought I'd have the opportunity to do it again. Shabbos in Tzfas, huh? So, if we have certain opportunities, here's just a very simple Eitzah. Again, I'm not pushing 10-minute Shmoneh Esrei, I'm not pushing Kavana of every word. I have an easier, simple Eitzah here. Before you go to each place, make a different idea of something to daven for. Like, for example, Amuka. Obviously, Amuka, there you daven for a shidduch. Whether or not you're in the shidduch parsha, or, where's Dovi? Or you have your life planned out already, for this step and that step, you want it to go the way you planned it out. Right, Latova? But, Amuka, you daven for a shidduch for yourself, a shidduch for someone in your family that needs. You go to the Ramchal's kever, that's where I'm going to daven that Musters have an impact on me. After all, I'm this Musters yeshiva. You know what? Maybe it should be the type of thing, I'm like, I don't have to run away or be queasy each time we hear Chazaras HaShmuz. It's something I'll actually embrace, I'll get into, I'll appreciate. You know? I'm not going to hide from. I'm going to get into more. I'll appreciate Musters. And there's Madrigals of Musters. And so too, with other things and other steps, a guy should have planned out, maybe even pick out which city. In Tzfas, this is going to be my focus, is going to be Torah. In Tveria, my focus is going to be keep it all the aim. Have a different mitzvah or a different thing you want Siyata Nishmaya for. Plan it out. Right? This way, no one likes eating. You could, the place over there is wonderful. What's it called? Shevet Achim. But usually most guys don't go to the restaurant and order the same thing every day of the week. You want it to be exciting. As Rav Gamliel says, you want to see your food. Right? So you should also see your tefillah be something different. Each time you go, plan out. This is my schedule. Amuka Shidduchim. Tzfas Torah. Tveria. Kibbutz Aveim or some other mitzvah I want to grow in. when we go to Meron, there I want to daven that Hashem shlita over my Yetzirah to some degree. Pick a different aspect of your life you want to daven for and focus it. This way, it's not just another bus, another stop, another tefillah. Get back on the bus and whatever. As Hashem, if we value every moment we're here in Eretz Yisrael, we tefillah in Eretz Yisrael, if we value that even you should not, a person should not be discouraged. He doesn't have to daven. You know, if you're matov manam, you could daven along Shemona Esrei, and you could daven with lots of emotion. Great, but you know what? You daven a short tefillah. It's worth something too. I just read stories of how Scheinberg got off the bus. He went to the Makom HaSakadoshim here in Eretz Yisrael one time in his life. The rest of the time, he's busy learning. Wasn't interested. He got off the bus, stopped learning for 5 minutes, daven, got back on the bus. Short tefillahs. Doesn't have to be long, but meaningful. Daven a short tefillah, even if you don't have the big kavana, special schus. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have it. The Ma'abit says, even if it's not perfect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts it. The lady was able to switch her kid from Ben-Gurion to Chazon Ish, and her tefillah helped. And especially if you keep in mind that we have a chance of being in all these Makomos of Kedoshim, and if we switch up our tefillah, make it a different flavor, each tefillah we have, very easy etza. Just plan out ahead of time, what am I davening for when I get here? Different thing, I'll daven this one for my older siblings, this one I daven for my younger siblings, this one I daven for my parents, my grandparents. Just whatever means you could switch up tefillah, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll be able to daven better tefillahs, and Be'ezus Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be Shomea Tefillah to our tefillahs. Right.